We decided to do a thing that neither of us have time to do, but we're going to do it anyway.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last.
This is Waiting for Obi, a Star Wars podcast.
Well, I hope it doesn't take too long. I have work to do.
Join us as we explore the stories told in a galaxy far, far away, providing narrative context and reactions to Star Wars on Disney Plus and beyond.
Hello there.
And now, Waiting for Obi, with your hosts, Jason and Kim.
Well, hi, Jason.
Hi, Kim. How are you doing?
I am quite well. I'm pretty excited for this journey we've decided to venture out together.
It's funny you use the word journey, since we actually named the show Waiting.
I am all kinds of punny goodness.
Right?
Let me tell you.
Well, for those of y'all who are listening.
For those of us, I don't know who I am either.
I'm not listening. For those of y'all who are listening out there, this is the inaugural episode of Waiting for Obi, a Star Wars podcast, because there aren't enough Star Wars podcasts out in the world. And,
definitely not.
We just thought we'd throw our two cents in there because...
You know what?
Yes.
There aren't enough Star Wars podcasts with us on them in the world.
That is true. There may
That's
be like
what was missing.
Five episodes with me on another podcast.
There are zero of me, so that's what's missing.
That is what's missing.
We're going to fix all the things in the world by creating this podcast.
That would be wonderful. That would be so wonderful. Anyway, so we're going to just dive right on in. We're going to talk about what we plan on doing with this show, who we are, and then we're just going to get right into
notes.
The meat and potatoes of it.
Notes.
You took
all
notes.
Right.
I'm impressed. Let's start with who we are. Kim, who are you?
I am Kim Breeze. I host and manage and produce board game content for a fun little channel called Tabletop Rebellion. So if you enjoy tabletop board gaming, RPGs, that sort of thing, then check us out over there as well. When I'm not busy doing board games, I'm probably doing something nerdy because that's just who I am. You'll probably hear me reference that I honestly watched Spaceballs long before I ever watched Star Wars. However, that has not changed my love of Star Wars or Obi-Wan or K2SO. So... yeah, that's who I am in a very quick nutshell.
I totally forgot that K2SO was your favorite droid.
He's my heart. He's my spirit droid.
That's so great. Well, my name is Jason Braham, and I have done many sundry things, but as of right now, I produce content for PokeCard Quest, which is a Pokemon unboxing and education channel, I guess, talking about Pokemon cards and collecting. So you can check me out over there. Where have we, however, been seen before together, Kim? Why do we like
each
other?
The world of Star Wars Destiny.
That's right.
The game that brought us together.
Yeah, we did a little podcast called The Chance Cube, named after Watto's infamous die that he keeps hitting in his pocket to make life and death wagers.
That I now have some of, thanks to you.
Oh,
and
that's right, from Galaxy's Edge. The Chance Cube is kind of our umbrella brand that we kind of continue to produce content for various different things underneath and support. But we just decided that me and Kim needed to create some content together. And
yeah, we miss being on a podcast together.
And we love Star Wars.
It was a lot of fun. It made sense.
So, I mean, we are poised and ready for the next Star Wars card game to come out, and we'll probably produce another channel for that. But until then, what are we doing here? Like, what do you get to hang out with us here? That's right.
So, we're all waiting for Obi.
We are.
Let's be honest. I am. So, hence, what is so funny that it was just a conversation between Jason and I evolved into the title of this podcast and whatnot. And so now we're gonna start with all these crazy Disney series, and holy cannoli, there's several.
There are.
So you may be stuck with us for a really long time if you like us, and that would be great.
Right? It was funny because we were talking about, because the news came out about the Obi-Wan cast, and we said, you know what? we want to create a kind of a Disney. I mean, we're going to focus on Disney Plus and Disney Plus shows for Star Wars. But, you know, if there's a new movie that comes out and we're still around, then by gosh, I'm sure we'll talk about it. But really, no, it's Disney Plus. And we were excited about the Obi-Wan announcement. And Kim said, we should be doing a podcast about that. But like, there's like one show before then, right?
No,
there's like 17.
Maybe that's just me wanting it to be the next show.
Right. Well, we got a ways away. So we're just going to go through the list of Disney Plus confirmed series that are coming out, when we expect their release date, some quick thoughts that we have on them. And then after a quick break, we're going to jump right into a quick preview on The Bad Batch, which comes out May the 4th.
It's a great release day.
It is a great release day. I'm sure that was intentional.
I am totally sure that that was intentional.
So we're going to save The Bad Batch for later in the show, but obviously The Bad Batch is coming out May 4th. It's a 14-episode series as of right now. It is the next one up. It's in the style of the Clone Wars animation, and I'm sure Dave Filoni has a lot to do with it. So after The Bad – well, we don't know exactly when things are coming out, so this is going to be kind of a weird order. But the Book of Fett – which was our big surprise at the end of the final episode of The Mandalorian.
Wasn't that exciting?
Season 2? Season 3?
And created so much confusion. Yeah, season 2 was so exciting, but created so much confusion because there was a flat-out state of panic of, oh my gosh, is Mandalorian going away and now it's just going to be Book of Fett? Is it Mando was like Book 1 and Fett? There was so much speculation over the course of just a few days.
Right?
Everyone lost their minds.
I lost my mind. Yeah, right.
I'm like, but Grogu just went to, you can't just end the show here.
Right.
And they did come out within, it wasn't very long, a couple of days and said, whoa, folks, settle down. It's going to be its own show. Mando's coming back a little bit later than that. So, whew, sigh of relief.
Yeah,
very excited about seeing more about Boba. You probably know more about him than I do because you are way more into the stories, the books, the comics than what I have read.
Are you talking about me, like your co-host, or you, the audience?
Well, maybe the audience too. I've gotten into a couple comic books. I just have not been able to connect all the pieces together.
Yeah. No, I mean, my expertise in the narratives of Star Wars is I've read everything that has been published up until the birth of my first daughter. So that's like the first the first 2 years of canon I'm pretty well versed in. And then after that, it's like it's hit or miss on whether I've been able to absorb it. But I'm hoping to get back into it at some point once both of my children are sleeping through the night.
Right.
And 17 years.
Right. And then they'll just stay up all night. It'll be a different week.
But I'm really excited that they brought back the Jango Fett actor to play Boba Fett. And
for sure.
That
was such a wonderful surprise.
Different viewpoint of him. Or like we got the Boba Fett version of him and all scarred up and battle worn from his years. So I think it's exciting. And I don't know. I mean, knowing that Filoni's involved, you know, Boba Fett had some appearances in the Clone Wars as a kid, so we may get some history with him and some of those bounty hunters he interacted with back then, but we'll see.
I'm excited.
And there are some series that we totally forgot about. Visions, which is like an animated shorts series. I totally forgot that was coming out.
I think I read that there are 10 different animated shorts that'll be included in that.
And they're all like one-shots, so they're all just... it'll be interesting. Hopefully, it's kind of like... looking at like the like short stories or like shorts that are in like interstitials in some of the novels where it's just like we're just gonna add a little something here to the to the canon just to wet your whistle.
That or fixed storylines.
Well,
here, let's tidy that up just a bit.
Just a little bit, right? And then my personal favorite, I'm really looking forward to Andor.
I am too.
Next year.
Because I love K2SO. I love Alan Tudyk as an actor. He's amazing. And that probably is why I like K2 so much. But I'm excited to learn more about Rogue One. Was such a good movie. It was so good that I'm very excited for this to be a prequel and to see more into that.
Yeah, we haven't gotten much from them. I'm trying to think if I've missed a release somewhere along the way. But I know Cassian and K2SO had... a mini series or a one shot that came out that talked about Cassian and K2 coming together for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be kind of neat to see the kind of the trajectory they took as like the CIA of the rebellion. Right.
Now I will say completely unrelated to this. However, Alan Tudyk is in a show on Sci-Fi right now called Resident Alien that is amazing. It's a little slow to start, but it's so good. Anyway, moving on.
Of course, Mandalorian season 3 is coming out early 2022. And you're saying this
Boba pushed it.
Oh yeah.
The article that I was reading was basically saying that Boba had to wrap up production before they were going to start on Mando.
That makes sense. And we don't know where that's going to go. There's the unfinished story arc of the Darksaber. We don't know if Grogu's going to come back.
Grogu is the cash cow of Disney right now. There's no way he's not coming back in some form or another.
So that would be awesome. will Luke make another appearance? I don't know.
Need to get Sebastian. His last name just escaped me. Have you seen pictures of him?
That he's pretty spitting image.
Which it blew my mind because I hadn't seen it in all of his Marvel studio stuff because he's portrayed differently, you know, has scruff and a beard, dark hair. But when I saw the actual side-by-side comparison, I can't believe they didn't use it. I mean, maybe his schedule was busy, but I think that would have worked better than the deepfake.
Now, speaking of deepfakes, I watch Corridor Crew on YouTube and they did.
Oh, yes.
You saw that one?
Too. Yeah, I saw that too. They actually might have done a smidge better. I mean,
for those who don't know the conversation we just had without saying words, they redid the deepfake of Luke
from
Mando. And they did I mean, aside from the fact their stand-in actor had more of a neck than Mark Hamill did, but
a little bit, yeah.
It was pretty gosh darn good, I thought.
That's a really cool channel, too. I recommend checking them out. They do some cool stuff.
Of course, Obi-Wan is coming out sometime 2022 as a Wahoo! 6-episode miniseries. We're super excited about that. They've already started production. Lots of cool names on the roster.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but let's be honest. Who's Hayden Christensen coming back after?
Right. Well, they've been rumoring his return to Star Wars for years. They thought he was
But I don't blame the guy for not wanting to. He kind of he got the short end of the stick from his prequel work. Some of that may have been him and some of that may have been the writing, let's be honest. Oh, now Kim gets her first piece of hate mail. Super excited because I've loved that dynamic. I loved watching that dynamic and seeing more of Obi and Anakin together in the Clone Wars. Now, of course, he's not going to be Anakin anymore at this point, but...
Well, and the question is going to be how they use him, because is Obi-Wan going to be told through a series of flashbacks that will use using a younger Obi-Wan and Anakin, or I know he's been wanting to don the suit more often and actually be Darth Vader. So,
interesting.
Will Darth Vader show up? Which seems, I mean, they can reconcile it somehow, I'm sure, and I'll believe it, but I don't know.
I'm interested to see how they fit that in because.
Yeah.
With that, because then does it take away from their confrontation in OG Star Wars, right?
Yeah. I don't know. And I'm trying to think, I mean, Vader has shown up in the comics on Tatooine a couple of times, but I think that was after he killed Obi-Wan, so... Yeah.
So you wouldn't have picked up on him?
I don't know if he actually did anything before. Ahsoka is coming out. We don't know when.
Excited about that one too.
You know, we saw Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka in that one episode, which seemed to indicate that she was on a hunt for Thrawn, which is a nice continuation of the storyline from Rebels, where they're Ezra, who Ezra and Thrawn kind of got sent off into the nowhere. We have no idea where they got sent off to, but I know everybody would like to see Ezra again. I don't know if that shows up in the Ahsoka series or not, but
I know. I feel like we would likely get a live action Sabine as well,
right? Because Sabine and Ahsoka traveled together after
you would think
after the
and
war
I'll be
over.
Honest, I was not like when I first heard the casting, I really wasn't sure, and then when I actually saw it, I was impressed with how well she'd picked up some of the mannerisms that had been animated. I was really impressed.
Yeah. The
Filoni and Favreau know how to bring legends
they do.
To life.
They are crazy. And I'm glad Filoni has someone who's as brilliant as he is now as like a cohort at Lucasfilm.
Yes. Yep.
And having somebody of Favreau's
I love John Favreau.
Experience and humor and just love for the franchise, like to be there to work with is this is gonna be amazing. Yeah. Rangers of the New Republic is another show that is coming out at some point in the near to distant future. Who, along with Ahsoka, is during the Mandalorian timeline.
It'll be interesting to see that thickened.
Yeah. And the question is going to be if they're going to recast Gina's character or they're going to write it out and do something else now that Gina is apparently not being allowed to do that role anymore. But so we will see.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
One, I feel very ashamed that I forgot about Lando, but there is a Lando.
I'll forgive you.
Yeah, thank you. There's a Lando series coming out in a couple of years, and they have been very quiet as to when it takes place.
Real quiet.
Which Lando we're talking about.
Yeah, that's Justin. How do you say his last name? Samin? Who is a pretty renowned, you know, people like his work a lot. So he's taking on Lando. I can't imagine that it won't be a younger version. I mean, why start at the end of, I don't know.
I would love an old Lando telling stories of his younger years.
Well, that's a way to get both of them in there, right? Both actors.
I mean, but they also, I mean, I what take this for what it will. There was kind of a hint at Lando going off on some adventure after the end of Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
So they could be exploring that and him and the horse
That's
lady.
True.
Jenna?
The horse lady.
I'm sorry. She rode a horse like all throughout the whole film.
She did. She was a cool character that is or is not his daughter. Like, they really made that super vague.
Right.
But yeah, so that I'm curious to see where that goes because Lando's a fun character.
We have the
actor. Saying...
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Yes.
No, sorry.
Okay, we have.
We even have the thing on so we can see each other, but I don't have your face up, so I'll just stop talking.
That's awkward. We also have The Acolytes, which is going to be our first live action, our first film adaptation of anything in the High Republic timeline, which the novels and comic books have really started to explore in the last year. So that's, you know, we haven't really had much prior to episode one, you know, a little Darth Maul story here and there, but
right.
To really see... what it was like in the height of the Jedi Order is going to be interesting. It's ripe for a lot of stories, but you also wonder if it's like, is it too ripe for a lot of stories?
Yeah, I get that. Well, I mean, I feel like fans have been asking for it for a long time. You've seen it touched on in the video game world, that's it.
I mean, it would be nice to give some, like, you know, as you look at Star Wars 20 years down the road, it would be nice to have some sort of bed of, that would make the destruction of all the Jedi a lot more impactful. That there's been this, we actually see the centuries long, you know, order that's for good and
right,
all that, and then they all get wiped out. You're like, oh, this is like serious.
Yeah.
And then last, as far as we are aware, is A Droid Story, which is an animated telling featuring R2 and C-3PO
helping a new hero.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah. So where
does tagline?
The question is where does that go in the where does that fit in the timeline? That's what's really interesting.
I mean, because those droids, I mean, obviously it has to be after episode 3, because they are showing C-3PO gold plated.
That's true.
But it could be any time after that, honestly. I mean, those two droids have been around for a long time.
You would think everybody should know them by now.
Right.
I'm excited. Like, I enjoy their stuff. I'm really curious if they'll have Anthony Daniels involved in that.
And I'm not an expert on who's been voicing everything, but has he done all the C-3PO appearances in, like, Rebels and the Clone Wars? I don't think he did Clone Wars. He might have done Rebels.
I don't think he did Clone Wars. I'll have to look that up. I'll have to make a note to look that up. I don't know.
But we don't know when that's
curious.
Coming out, too. So as
yeah,
far as
who knows?
As far as 2021 goes, we have the Book of Fett to look forward to this December. At some point, we have Visions. which is not to be confused with WandaVision.
Definitely not the same thing.
And The Bad Batch. That's what it looks like to me.
So maybe if you guys are really lucky, we'll go back and watch some Mando season one and season two and reflect on that before we get, you know, if we got to fill some.
Or we just, like, not record a show.
That sounds so sad. I heard a great disturbance in the Force, like millions of voices shouting out all at once.
So anyways.
sadness that we weren't doing a show.
Sadness that we're not doing a show. So let's go and let's talk about The Bad Batch, because we know a little bit more about it now than we did before.
This show is sponsored in part by the Chance Cube Trading Card Services, providing appraisal, grading, and consignment services for your non-sports trading card collections at little to no upfront cost to you. Visit facebook.com/thechancecube to find out more. And Tabletop Rebellion, creating fun reviews and playthroughs of new and favorite board games as they strive to bring people together one game at a time. Be sure to check them out on YouTube at youtube.com/tabletoprebellion.
So, The Bad Batch. There has been a recent trailer that was released. I say recent, like within the last month, for The Bad Batch. Here's what we know so far. The first episode comes out May 4th. It is 70 minutes long. So, it's a nice...
Yeah. I hope they don't do what Marvel does and then just make it 20 minutes of credits on the front and the back.
Right. So hopefully, so that's 70 minutes long on May the 4th.
Nice
Star Wars day there. And then every Friday after that, it looks like they're releasing a new episode, because why not? It's Friday. That's when you release new shows.
That's what Disney does. Yeah.
Do we know how many episodes this one is? Oh, you wrote it up. 14 episodes.
I think I wrote 14. So that is what I got off of. And now I'm kind of double checking myself. I checked it on IMDb to see how many that they listed it for. And of course I just looked to see how many episodes that Dee Bradley Baker was in, because let's be honest, they can't really do this without him. Right.
Right.
And so he was in, I believe it was, that's what I put on our notes, that it was 14 episodes.
So at least 14 episodes. So that's a nice, healthy series.
Yeah. And I already looked, IMDb gives no titles. There are no hints as to what any of those are going to be or who's in them. So I always peek out there for, you know, little, maybe little hints and stuff, but nothing.
Remind me in future shows to just like start with a blanket spoiler warning.
Oh yeah.
I should probably do that.
Spoilers.
Let's talk about The Bad Batch and what we know about them. So the Bad Batch is a group of clone troopers that was introduced in the final season of the Clone Wars, the new final season, season 7 that they released on Disney Plus, last year?
Yeah.
And this is kind of an interesting group. It's the Bad Batch because all five of them are like rejects or defective clones. Like they're not exact copies of Jango Fett or any of the other clones that we all know, like Rex and Cody and all of them.
Sure.
Something's interesting about them, and they call themselves Clone Force 99 because each of them has a specialty, and they kind of travel around doing they're like a commando unit or a special forces unit.
Yeah, I think that's the perfect way to describe them.
And if you're into the comics, it kind of harkens to a set of stormtroopers that they did for a little bit in the Darth Vader comics, which had kind of a similar vibe to them. It is not the same group of people, because their skill sets are not the same. But I mean, it's just kind of interesting that they're kind of trying this special forces idea as they go through.
I like it though. Like it thematically, it fit in really. I mean, it makes sense to me. If you're creating 10 of these clones, you're gonna have some that don't. I mean, you're cloning things.
Right.
Anybody seen Multiplicity before? So you make copies of copies. You get some that are a little wonky or to whatever. So yeah. So you end up with Hunter, Echo, Tech, Wrecker, and Crosshair.
In the typical naming convention of these shows, especially with the troopers, right? Letting us know what their specialities are as
very quickly,
as Obi would say. So Hunter, we've got kind of a big game type shotgun wielding trooper.
Leader of the pack,
And then we have Echo, who is more in the reconnaissance side of things. Tech, who's their resident techie. Wrecker, who's just a big beast. Your tank of the party.
For sure, yeah.
And then Crosshair, who's our sniper.
Marksman, yeah.
Or marksman.
Well, and Echo, like, if you watch any more of Clone Wars, like, Echo was presumed to be dead. Like, so he was in more
That's
of
right.
the original story. Yeah. And they were able to find him, and it actually was not dead. And I'm not going to, spoilers, but that it kind of shares more of what the rest of his story was in that last season, I think, of Clone Wars.
Yeah, so if oddly enough, you're finding our show and you have not seen the season 7, or at least the Bad Batch arc, which is like the first 4 episodes, I believe, which is available on Disney Plus, you should check that out before watching the Bad Batch show. For sure. Now, so the trailer is interesting. The trailer, I mean, you know, these trailers are always spliced up and we don't actually know.
Oh, yeah. Just like Star Wars movie trailers are, that you're like, this is totally a thing that happens, and that's totally not a thing that happens.
But what we can surmise from the trailer so far is that at least a good portion, if not the entire series, happens after Order 66.
Yep. That's what I gathered too.
Tarkin, for whatever reason, is checking these troopers out and decides that they are a threat to the Empire and wants them eliminated.
Yeah, he has them for whatever reason, because it shows them kind of going through like a gauntlet course.
Yeah. So he's just, he feels like they're a threat for some reason. What we don't know, there's been kind of some questions out there is, you know, were these 5 affected by the order? You know, did they have their chip still functioning in their brain, or did they even have a chip at all? And of course they're going to meet some characters along the way who hopefully will kind of help them find their place in the world. And mm-hmm. given that Dave Filoni is heading this up, we know there's going to be lots of crossovers with Rebels and Clone Wars and all the stuff that he's
and
had.
Even Mandalorian.
Yeah, yeah.
Which surprised me. Well, and maybe you. So I caught this line, and I'm wondering if I heard. I replayed it like 4 times. I'm pretty sure that Hunter says, "Ask wants nothing but trouble, but we get the job done." But I'm not 100% sure that that's what he said.
Okay.
I kept replaying it going, am I hearing it correctly? Because it sounds like he said, ask wants nothing but trouble. But knowing Star Wars, I'm like, is it ASK? Like, the word ask? Is it a person? Is it a thing? So, but then I think the whole, but we get the job done, circles back into that's really what they're... That's just what the Bad Batch does, right? You send them in to whatever job that you need done, and they get the job done.
So we don't have. So you're saying you heard like ASK, as in we don't know what he's talking about.
That's what I thought he said. Ask wants nothing but trouble. But that so who's to say?
Could it be a shorthand for Ahsoka?
I hadn't thought about that too.
Because that would be before she took on the mantle of Fulcrum, I would imagine. But I don't know. Because her timeline is kind of, you know, is paired up with Order 66 as well. So mm-hmm. she kind of went rogue at that point. But then again, Dave Filoni's kind of rewritten little details about her history, different from the Ahsoka novel. So, you know, they could take that in a different direction if they wanted to.
Yeah, I just kept replaying it because I'm like, what is he saying? Because I wanted to see what you heard it as too.
Right. So. Yeah, I clearly did not replay it as many times as you did.
That's okay.
But I mean, you can't watch his show without being just, I mean, we all know that Dee Bradley Baker is in crazy talented, having voiced all the clone troopers all these years.
Yeah.
But now he's got these 5 Bad Batch
troopers.
They're
a little more unique, I think.
Yeah. And I would love to see a recording session to see if he does like one mm-hmm. voice and then goes and does the other voice, or if he does all 5 voices and switches between them.
At the same time, yeah. And I love watching people do voices. That's one of my weird, I don't know, I enjoy watching someone do a voice. I just think it's fun to watch. Mm-hmm.
So,
with some behind the scenes, that's for sure. I agree.
You really have to appreciate the work he's done in this. But there's actually, we already know of some cast of some characters who are going to show up in this series, whether for an episode or for most of the season. That's pretty interesting.
So the most surprise to me, as I'm watching it, I recognized Fennec's voice,
mm-hmm.
right? Because let's be honest, it's a pretty, I've got notes. So if you hear them moving, my bad. Ming's voice is super, I think like her voice is just very recognizable to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I went, wait, and I replayed that again because I said, is that Fennec? And so then I went on a hunt and I did see that she's, some of the news stories say that it's starring her, but she's only in like 3 episodes. So I don't, that seems, star seems like a very loosely.
I mean, it could be in her contract that she has to be starring.
Maybe. But I thought that was very interesting that suddenly now you have this tie into this character that we were introduced to in The Mandalorian that I personally don't know a ton about, other than Boba fixed up her guts and now she's part, you know, droid or whatever. She's a part machine.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see this connection and see more of her story get developed. And I'm assuming that that was...
Because she, as far as we can... As far as we can tell from like the little teaser, like she's going to play big in the Book of Fett as well.
Mm-hmm.
So she's she and Boba have quite a connection throughout this whole thing. So that's
interested in the story fleshed out. Interested.
And we don't know if their history between the two of them, because we saw Ming-Na by herself in Mando season 1, and then we you know Boba showed up at the end of the episode. Now that we know that was Boba, showed up after. She got pulverized by Mando.
Yeah.
But we don't know how their backstory extends for sure. It'd be cool to see it play out in this somehow, but that seems like a side story that's not really doesn't really feed to the main purpose of the show. So I'm not holding my breath for that.
Yeah, I agree.
Stephen Stanton as Admiral Tarkin, he's been voicing Tarkin for for all of the animated series, so that'll be nice to have him back.
Yep. We have Ness Bautista, who I'm not super familiar with a character that I'm not familiar with. So I'm assuming that this might be an introduction of a new character of ESO3.
I'm assuming it's a droid.
That's my guess, too.
Yeah. That's not a typical trooper designation, so... Yeah. Do you know what Ness has done before? Nope.
No.
Nothing. No.
IMDb has changed all my stuff.
No! What are we going to do?
Like, I was looking at resources. Full series. I know. Hang on. Let's see. Because it used to be like, hey, what else has this person been in? So let's see. I don't want to call his agent. No, thanks, though. It looks like he's done a lot of music stuff, too.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
Is he, like, super famous and, like, people are just going to, like, email us and say, hey, this guy's super famous.
What is wrong with you and why didn't you know what he was in?
Right.
He's a Puerto Rican and Dominican parents, which I think was cool. He was raised in Anchorage, Alaska.
All right.
Yeah, he starred on Michael Bay's The Last Ship on TNT and the Wachowski Sense 8 on Netflix.
Not related to Mike Wazowski.
He was also the voice behind all of Beyonce's fragrances, and he was even a character on South Park, or opposite of Cartman.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm glad we figured that one out.
Now I see his filmography. He's also shows up in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Oh, we've got Andrew Cascino, whose name you may not be familiar with, but he voiced Saw Gerrera back in the Clone Wars. Gerrera is going to come back. I've always been a big fan of the Saw character introduced to us in like 4 episodes of the Clone Wars, which was like the turning point for the Clone Wars series when things kind of were like, you know, the rebels versus the kind of this idea of this rebellion was kind of coming into play, even though the war between the Republic and Separatists and was really kind of showing how the Republic was also maybe just as bad as the Separatists. And that, you know, there is really this kind of third group that really spurred this idea of the rebellion. So having him show up
I was surprised by that when I hadn't seen that.
And it seems like I think he was in the trailer for a hot second, but I know he's in articles have mentioned him show up. And it sounds like he may be a kind of a wayfinding figure for the troopers to help them figure out
that makes sense.
Their new place in the world, help them come to terms with the new reality. Because at that point, Saw is less crazy. You know, we saw Saw get pretty crazy in Rogue One, and then, you know, in Rebels, he was kind of crazy, nuts. And then in Rogue One, he had just lost it. So we'll see. I'm excited about where this goes.
I see Nashir Dalla also mentioned. I don't see the voice of this child that we see unless he's doing the voice of this child that we see, the Bad Batch, who knows who all of them are, and then hops in their ship.
Yeah, and the child is on the poster, so in theory, a showrunner of sorts.
Yeah, so I think I saw that their name is Omega.
That doesn't ring a bell for me, so.
And I think I saw that the planet that they're from is Kamino, unless I have those two things backwards.
Nope, you are correct. I did see that they think they picked him up on Kamino, so could he be a young clone, like a leftover? Kamino obviously is the cloning planet, for those who are not up on your Star Wars planets. So that would be kind of cool if they had to visit Kamino for some reason or another. Because that's where the training facilities are that Tarkin was seeing them. They should have been on Kamino, because that's where they had been in the Clone Wars. We've seen that same imagery of them going through the gauntlet of the droids is on, or has historically been on Kamino, because that balcony Tarkin was on.
How does Tarkin just get to waltz in there? Like, I guess, like, that's where I'm...
He can do whatever he wants.
That is true. Because that's where I was really confused. I'm like, how is Tarkin... Did he capture... How is he seeing this? Like, how was he allowed onto a facility, you know, something like that, to be able to see them if he didn't capture them or something? And I would find it hard to believe if he captured them.
Oh, no, I'm sure he's just checking them out because he's Tarkin and he can do whatever he wants.
That is very true. But yeah, so I'm very curious as to why these guys who know they go on rough missions and do things that no other unit will do, goes, let's bring a kid along. I'm very interested and curious to see how that part of the story.
Yeah. So, safe to say, I think we're both pretty excited about getting some Star Wars back in our life in a more regular basis. I know the Marvel series have really been trying to fill some of that nerd gap for me, but there's nothing that replaced Star Wars.
No, I would agree. And those have been, I like what Disney is doing, especially given that it's really hard to get to a movie theater and things like that right now or over the past year. So I think they've been smart to take this direction and now have all these series.
I do too. And in a way, I mean, I don't know if they're going to treat, you know, with Marvel, they're doing something interesting because they're allowing these series to develop a character to get to a point where he can show up in a movie in a completely different state than their character development, right? Mm-hmm. We can get Sam into some, you know, whether he's going to be the Falcon or the next Captain America, by the time this episode comes out, we're all going to know. You know, he can show up in the next big super team up movie and be a completely different person. Wanda, same thing, right? She's in a different spot in her journey because of this TV show. So I don't think that Star Wars is going to do much of that. I do feel they'll probably take the same approach Filoni's always taken, whereas he's going to borrow ideas from the films and really support the narrative of the larger films, his universes tend to can and do often function on their own, and are self-referential.
And so. I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of his work, so I am okay with that. And I think this helps with lack of oversaturation, which seems silly when we rattled off how many series that are coming. It feels like oversaturation, but they're spread out enough and bounce you kind of in different directions. Now, heaven help the person who suddenly decides, I want to watch Star Wars, where do I start? Because I don't know where you start
anymore. In about 3 years, it's going to be very challenging.
I don't know where you start anymore. But I like that they're fleshing out so much other stuff, other parts of the stories, which is what the universe needed.
Yeah. And
the Star Wars universe, not necessarily our universe, but you know what I mean.
And I know Disney's trying to figure out exactly what it wants to do with Star Wars, because obviously, you know, having a new movie every year or 2 years was...
Look at the complicated fan response there was to the last three movies.
Yeah, well, especially the last two. Honestly, I still feel like The Force Awakens was pretty well received overall, but the last two were hit or miss. Rogue One, I think, was very well received, but Solo was kind of...
I love Han Solo with all my heart, and I didn't particularly care for Solo.
That's sad.
I want to, and maybe I need to watch it some more.
Watch it again. I think you'll like it.
But I think this is a safer direction.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Because if you're doing it in seasons, you have time to correct course.
Yep. And expectations are lower for a television show. So I think all of that is very good for the franchise, so they can actually release less movies less frequently and make them more important when they come out and actually really take their time to develop those stories in a way that makes everyone happy, which I mean, they're never going to make everybody happy because some people will never get past the original trilogy. But
for sure. And that's okay.
Yeah.
You're still a fan and you're still welcome. And that's totally cool. I think I feel okay. I feel like we're getting close to a movie with Obi-Wan when we get to that.
Hmm.
This, you know, is the 6-part miniseries that now I have to wait each week to see what happens next. First world problems. But it's, I have a feeling they're going to do a better job with it that way.
Yeah.
I think Solo worried them a little bit, and that's when they started to backpedal, because I think originally Obi-Wan was going to be a movie.
Yeah.
And they went, whoa, hang on a second. And I think that was probably a smart move.
I agree. Yeah.
So here we are, waiting for Obi. What do we do once we're not waiting for Obi?
Well, let's hope
waiting
there's another...
Waiting for more Obi. Waiting for
more... the perpetual waiting for Obi. All right, well, that's enough for today, I think. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Yeah, welcome to our new adventure.
Yeah, we hope... we can't promise super regular releases, but we're going to do our best to at least get a show after every new episode drops, so we can talk about what we see and what we hear and use our various and sundry Star Wars expertise / passions.
Mine is not an expertise. Mine is a...
a soapbox. I'll brush off Kim's soapbox.
I hasn't been used in a while.
Yeah,
I don't know if it will. We'll have to see. It needs a little dusting, perhaps. Yeah. If you're a fan of the Chance Cube, then you'll know that Kim occasionally has a soapbox that she pulls out.
It's pretty epic.
But if not, look forward to it.
So thanks guys for listening, and we will see you guys again next time.
See you next time.
You have been listening to Waiting for Obi, presented by The Chance Cube. Thank you for spending time with us today. We hope you join us again. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/waitingforobi. Until next time, may the Force be with you. This program is a Rogue One, not affiliated with Lucasfilm or the Walt Disney Company.